Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so glad you're taking time to listen to this sermon. It is my hope it'll lift your spirits and then motivate you to move out of your comfort zone. Stay tuned now for a message from Harvest Christian Ministries. It's already in progress.
Amen. Amen. I believe there's a word from the Lord this morning. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to St. John, the 15th chapter. It's only one scripture. That's the 1 John, the 16th chapter, 15th chapter, sorry, 16th verse. And you have it, say amen. Need some time. Say, hold that mule. Hold the mule. And this is the reading of the Word of God. St. John 15 and 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And ordain you that you should go and bring forth fruit.
Yes, Lord.
And that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
Amen.
Now, Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Father, we pray this morning that your word not fall on deaf ears, but that it accomplish what you sent it out to do in your mighty Son, Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the time that has been allotted to me this morning, I want to speak from the subject, I have been chosen. I have been chosen. The Lord makes it plain here in the scripture that ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And not only have I chosen you, but I ordain you that you should go forth. And when you go, that you bring forth fruit. And the fruit that you bring forth shall remain.
That's it.
Then Jesus goes on to say that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. And Jesus is telling us this morning, church, that even in the middle of everything that we have gone through, that you didn't choose him. But he chose you. And I don't know about anybody else, but this scripture is an anchor to my soul. Because these words give me an assurance. These words give me security. And I've learned you can't have a good relationship when there's insecurity. Because insecurity means there's no stability, no trust, no confidence in a relationship. So Jesus goes out of his way to tell his disciples, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. You have been picked. You have been selected. You have been sought out. So it doesn't matter if you are on the mountaintop or in the valley. It doesn't matter if you have money or if you don't have any money. It doesn't matter if you are educated or uneducated. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, skinny or fat. You need to know this morning that God has already chosen you. He's going to bring you through whatever you're going through. Because you didn't start this, God did. And you don't have to worry about finishing it, because God is going to finish it for you. Tell the person next to you that I'm chosen. So to be chosen is to be preferred.
Yeah, yeah.
God looked and he said, I chose you.
My God.
I chose you and I chose you and I chose you. He knew everything about you when he chose you.
Yes, Lord.
He knew every weakness.
Yeah.
He knew every mistake that you was going to make. He knew every struggle that you were going to have to go through. Oh, help me somebody. He knew that you would have some issues. Yet he chose you anyway. Because God had a plan for your life to use you in a special way. You are not an accident. You are not a mistake. You are not a mishap. You are not an incident that God just suggested to. You were elected. Because God handpicked you.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Don't you understand? It could have been anybody.
That's right.
But God chose you. And my God, church, do you understand the grace that you're walking in?
My God. Come on now.
Do you understand the power that you walk in? You never have to come to God present now and wonder if it's okay to be there. Because he chose you.
Yeah, yeah.
And God would never have chosen you if he didn't think that you were already prepared to handle whatever was going to come up against you.
Come on, come on.
You got to walk into that thing and tell it, I'm chosen.
Ah.
Sometimes you got to look the devil in the face and say, devil, do what you want to do, but I'm chosen. You got to look at your situation sometime and tell your situation, I'm chosen. Get your hand off my children. Get your hands off my finances. You must not know who I really am. Don't you know you got favor over your life?
Oh.
He knows your face. He knows your knees.
Yeah.
He knows the number of hairs that are on your head.
Yeah.
Because you're chosen. And God will take you through things quicker than what other people go through.
That's right.
Do you understand the words that's coming out my mouth? You didn't make it because you were smart.
Come on, yeah.
You didn't make it because you were slick.
Come on.
You didn't make it because you tough as you think you are.
Yeah.
You didn't make it because you knew somebody. You didn't make it because you are educated. You made it because God chose you over everybody else. That's why God snatched you out of stuff that should have killed you. Haven't you ever wondered why you survived stuff that kill your friends and kill your family members? You made some dumb decisions in your life. Oh, yes, you have. You know you done some dumb and stupid stuff. If you've done some dumb and stupid stuff, let me just get God a little. But yet, some way or another, God still bless you.
Yeah.
You could have been dead. You could have lost your mind. You could be in jail. You could be going out on drugs. You could be homeless. But somebody say, but God.
Come on.
Isn't it amazing how God just kept pulling you out of stuff? Pulling you out of stuff. And pulling you out of stuff. And pulling you out of stuff. Won't he make a way out of no way, church? Huh? I said, won't he make a way out of no way? Won't he do it when nobody else will do it? Won't he do it? He said, whatever you ask in my name, he said, I'll give it to you. But you got to believe that he'll give it to you. Oh, my God. I'm about to run around this place. So now that you understand that you were chosen, I need you to know when you were chosen. See, if you don't understand when you were chosen, then you won't understand the power of being chosen.
My God.
And I say that because some people think when they came and gave their life to the Lord, that God chose them. Mm-hmm. And some people think that when they got their little degree, that they were chosen. Some think because they have a little money in their pocket that they're chosen. Some people think just because they got a little ability to preach that they're chosen. But can I tell you something? The devil is a liar. God didn't choose you because of something that he gave you. Because whenever you know, whatever you know, he lets you know it. If you can sing good, he gave you the voice. If you can speak good, he gave you the gift to be able to speak. If you can manage people well, God gave you the ability to manage people. God wasn't hard up for you. Because he could have picked anybody. So don't be strutting your stuff like you all that in a bag of chips. So I go to Ephesians 1:4. It starts out saying, according. It starts out saying, according. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, he chose us before we got saved. He chose you before you got right. Even when you was out there drinking and doing all kind of stuff, hanging out in the club. Hello? He had already chose you. He chose you before you were ever born. So that tells us that he chose us in eternity. Before you ever came out of your mother's womb, God had already chose you. He said, I already know who you're going to be. I know every lie you're going to tell. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
When you start talking about stuff like lies, the church get quiet. But come on, we got some liars in the house. Hallelujah. Come on, you ain't always told the truth. You haven't always been saved. Hallelujah. All of us are told a lie too. I don't care if it was a little lie. It still was a lie. He chose me before the doctor. You know, he chose me before the doctor ever smacked me on my behind. Oh, my God. And I came here in the world already chosen. And that's no wonder that I couldn't do what other people did. Because God wouldn't let me belong. Even when I tried to be and do what everybody else did, he wouldn't let me fit in with them. You ever notice that other people could rest in stuff that God wouldn't let you rest in? Even things that you like, he wouldn't let you rest in it, even if you liked it. Listen to me. When you are chosen, you'll leave stuff that you like.
That's right.
Oh, yes, you will. Look at your neighbor and say, well, yes, you will. You'll break up with people and don't even know why you're breaking up with them. You'll walk out somebody's life and don't even know why you're walking out. But God just told you to get out. You ever wonder why people walked out of your life? That's because God was kicking them out of your life. Because you can't take everybody with you where God is taking you. So then that takes me to Jeremiah 1:5. It says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you, and before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. And I ordained you to be a prophet unto nations. You ordained to be a prophet unto nations. Hallelujah. Everywhere your ministry goes everywhere, even places that you can't go. I came, I was already chosen before my mother had any morning sickness. That's why you survive, and that's why you endured, and that's why you keep coming back. Some of y'all are like a cat with 9 lives. You just keep on coming back every time the devil kick you. You keep coming back. Can I talk to some people that are coming back? Sometimes you got to have an Arnold Schwarzenegger spirit and say, I'll be back. I might be down and out right now, devil, but I'll be back. You got to tell the devil where I'm up with him, or whether I'm down, whether I'm rich, or whether I'm broke. I'm still chosen. I was chosen before the creation of the earth. That's why I can go to God when I need him. I don't have to worry about somebody going to pray for me, because the veil has already been ripped from the top to the bottom. So I can step in and go to God for myself. The prodigal son said, I got mud on me. I've been eating slop with the pigs, and I smell like slop. But in my father's house, there's enough bread. I might be stink, but he still loves me. I might be hard-headed, but the Lord still loves me. I might be foolish, but he still loves me. I might be the crazy one, but God still loves me. I got any crazy people in the house? If you're crazy, let me just hear you give the Lord a little praise. They don't know you're crazy. But if you're crazy, give the Lord some praise. Oh, I like a house full of crazy people. I'm crazy my own self. Do I have a couple more minutes? I need you to think back for a minute on the people that you thought were your friends, but God showed you that they were your enemies. And sometimes you were with the wrong crowd, but you didn't know you were with the wrong crowd. Sometimes you were in trouble, but didn't know that you were in trouble. Have you ever asked yourself, how could I survive all the stuff that I've been through? Have you ever woke up at the midnight, in the midnight hour, and said, is it crazy that I'm still here? How did I make it through the last thing that I went through? All the hell and high water that I went through, I'm still here. Sometimes I messed up, but I made it. I was wrong sometimes, but I made it. Sometimes I wasn't even in my right mind, but I made it. I was weak, but I made it. I was broke, but I made it. I was depressed, but I made it. I was lonely, but I made it. I was suicidal, but I made it. Sometimes I had to cry all by myself, but I made it. Can I talk to some people who made it? See, when you're chosen, you can't live no any kind of way. Even if you want to live some any kind of way, God won't allow you to live any kind of way. Can I get a witness? See, you can't take God's grace for granted. You got to thank God for the good times and thank Him for the hard times. I don't have time to run around trying to figure out who I can trust. Mm-hmm. Can I trust Him? Can I trust her? Maybe I can trust Him. Maybe I can trust her. All the people that you are unsure of, God is not one of them. He's not only chose you, but He chose the test that you would go through. He chose the struggles that you would have. He chose your temptation. He knew what it would take to get you your attention. He knew what it was going to take to get you on your knees and make you say, yes, Lord. Anybody can say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. See, He wouldn't let life kill you because He ordained you. And when life said kill him, God said no. You ever felt like just giving up? Come on, be honest. You ever felt like giving up? Because I'm getting ready to go to my seat. Sometimes you were weak and didn't have the strength to fight, and God fought for you. And when you lost the drive to keep on going, God picked you up and carried you. When you thought you were going to lose your mind, God reached down out of the heavens and held your mind together. Hallelujah. Some of y'all know you should be in a mental institution with one of them jackets on backwards. But if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be sitting up in here this morning. When you lost your way, God found you. When you got tied up in sin, God loosed you. When you lost your way, God showed you the way. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You can't live like everybody else lives because you are chosen. Somebody say, I'm chosen. Say, I'm chosen. Say, I'm chosen. God bless you this morning.
My God, someone ought to stand on your feet today. Come on, stand on your feet today all over this place. My Lord. Let's give the man of God a hand today, giving us just what we needed. You came in today counting yourself out. Not even in the top 20. God had to remind you that, wait a minute, the devil is a liar. You have been chosen. Glory to God. Let that just sink in. And flip the script today. You were okay just barely getting by and not reaching your destiny and in a comfort zone, but this word reminds us that you have been chosen. Before I say another word, I just want to pray that God might just seal that. But Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Your word that you spoke in red in the Bible lets us know that you chose us. Fighting, scratching, and pulling. But now that we've gotten the truth, our life is better now. And now that we've gotten the scoop, and now that we've got the 411, we've been free. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you might let every person in here, it's not this or that or third row or fourth row, every row where every person sits, you are chosen today. Let's just sing a little bit of this song. Come just as you are. That's been the lie of the devil. You're not ready yet. He told you got to do two more Bible classes. Just as you are. Come just as you are. Don't fix up. Spirit is speaking to you today. Just as you are. Here's why. Life everlasting. Let me do this. We know that Bishop has to get to his own church, but the Spirit is not done with us yet. I can't let you off the hook just like that. Because the devil will be waiting to steal that word when you get to the parking lot. Listen, don't fool me. Don't give me your best face. But if you've come today and you know that you've never given your life to Jesus, I'm not coming to judge you. I'm not talking about surface stuff. I'm a good person. You know, I'm all right. I ain't hurt nobody. I ain't got no record. I'm talking about deeper stuff. Life stuff. I may not know much, but I know I'm saved. And the question is, do you know if the sky cracked right now, will there be any doubt about where you would spend the rest of your life? Bow our heads today. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. This is the most serious hour of the worship experience. Your word says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says we'll be saved. What does that mean? That means that I've got to come to him and ask him to forgive me of my sins Mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. The preacher can't do it. Choir member can't do it. You have to do it. And once you speak it and say, Lord, come into my heart today and save me. When you say it, see, he knows your voice because you're chosen. And when you say it and then you believe it, he knows your mind because he chose you. The Bible says, then you will be saved. Father, do it today in the heart of that person. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God a praise today. Come on, give God a praise today. Let's give a God the praise today for Bishop Robinson. What a powerful word. What a powerful word. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired. Of course, by CD, but you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org. Or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new, and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes, from podcasting, or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.